Audio 267. 1. What do you imagine people's houses will be like in the future? To be honest, I don't think they'll be that different from today. I'm talking about maybe 40 or 50 years in the future. The materials may improve as well as the construction methods, but I don't think the basic design will change all that much. But you never know, maybe in a couple of hundred years we'll have run out of space and all be living underwater, either that or on the moon. 2. How do you think the way we eat will change in the future? Well, from what I've seen and know, I think that we will continue to isolate ourselves from each other and eat alone, rather than with friends or family. In my experience, the big family meal in the evening is all but dead. I think that with the pace of modern society, people just don't want to spend a lot of time eating and socializing. They'd rather have something quick at their desk for lunch and get on with the day. 3. What future developments do you think we will see concerning zoos? Well, you don't ask easy questions, do you? It's not something that I've really thought about before. Let me think. Okay, I think that eventually zoos will die and either be totally replaced by the animal parks and nature reserves, or maybe, and this idea is a little out there, be replaced by VR, you know, virtual reality, or maybe even the new tech AR, augmented reality. I don't think it's fair to the animals to be cooped up in a little cage for us humans to just go and say, ooh, a tiger, I'd rather see them in their natural habitat. Even if the animal is virtual. 4. What subject or subjects do you think will be the most important in the future? Well, if you asked me that question last year, I would have said business and engineering. Now, however, I think that with the potential drug immunization crisis that we're having, I would have to say biology, and in particular medicine. It's being reported that more people are becoming immune to drugs and medicines, so that the drugs are now ineffective. This could cause a big problem in the future, I feel. 5. Do you think computers might one day be more intelligent than humans? Oh, I think they already are. It was about 30 years ago, I think, that a computer from IBM beat the chess master, and more recently Google's AI beat the Go world champion. We use a computer's intelligence on a daily basis and aren't even aware of it. I think it's great. Please don't misunderstand me. Intelligence is one thing. Self-awareness or consciousness is something completely different. That might be a bit more scary. The movie I, Robot comes to mind. 6. How do you imagine furniture might change in the future? Well, I don't think they're going to change all that much. A chair will still be a chair. The designs might change to reflect the times, as they have done over countless decades before. But unless there is a drastic change in our body structure or anti-gravity is invented so that tables don't need legs, I think it'll pretty much stay the same. 7. Will museums be replaced by technology someday? No, I don't think so. Maybe the technology within the museums will change. They already are. But I don't think the concept, the need, or the space requirement will change. I think that they're a vital component of our life and help remind us of where we came from and both the good and bad things that our ancestors have done. 8. In the future, how do you think science and technology will develop? Well, that's a really difficult question to answer. How long is a piece of string? Science and technology has advanced so rapidly recently. What exists now, many people wouldn't have thought possible 100 or even 50 years ago. Space is an obvious answer, and I do hope that we will have landed on Mars in my lifetime, because I believe the expansion of the human race into the great beyond is inevitable, and we need to develop the tech in order to do that safely and quickly. 9. Do you think people's work in the future will be heavily affected by technology? Absolutely, yes. In most ways, we already are heavily influenced by IT businesses, and even some people can't function without computers, the internet, and satellites. This dependence, in my opinion, will only increase, and I'm not entirely sure that it's a good thing. Looking at the news recently, I think that the robot revolution is already beginning. 10. Will letters be replaced by emails? I thought they basically already were. All of the communications I receive these days is by email, even if the letter is attached as a PDF. For example, the conditional offers I received from the UK universities were all sent via email. Bank statements, mobile phone bills, and all that are all sent electronically or are available online. I think we have finally reached the paperless society that was thought about so many years ago.